America just marked the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor during World War II. During such remembrances, people talk about respect for those who've served and sacrificed. Yet those sentiments haven't guaranteed that VA facilities would provide veterans with top-notch treatment. For instance, in Wisconsin, problems have surfaced at the Federal Center in Tolma and at the state-run nursing home in King. As WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports, elected leaders are working to rein in the problems.
The Tolma VA Medical Center was in the news in recent years for dangerous, sometimes fatal, drug prescription practices.
In the last 72 hours before Jason passed, he was given 54 doses of 13 different drugs.
A tragic story.
That's Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
A sacred trust that has been broken.
She and Republican counterpart Ron Johnson called for inquiries into Tolma. Johnson says as a result, it made personnel and procedural changes. Then last week, a new problem emerged. Hundreds of patients may have been exposed to HIV because a dentist failed to properly sterilize instruments. Johnson calls the news disappointing.
This is a very regrettable instance. Let's hope that, as the director is saying, the chance of transmittal of any serious disease is extremely low.
Meanwhile, the King Nursing Home that the state VA runs also has been under fire.
I could just go on and on about things that I've heard.
That's Tim Michael, a Marine. He relayed to a legislative committee in September what veterans and workers at King told him.
Things like the staff not being trained properly to handle the difficult members, people that are suicidal or violent. The Waupaca Sheriff's Department is in there taking care of that themselves. Armed officers.
Navy veteran David Whitey also is a frequent visitor at King. He says most residents tell him they're pleased with their care, while others have shared concerns.
I have been to the water fountain and seen the brown water coming out of it. I wouldn't drink it.
In late summer, the Capital Times uncovered food safety violations and medical errors. And after hearing it all, legislators approved an audit. State VA Secretary John Skokas told them the King has nothing to hide and that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid gave it high ratings.
We believe that caring for our veterans and their families is an honor. It is our duty to ensure that we provide the safest and best quality care to our nation's heroes.
However, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid also gave King a stern warning this year after a patient died. Rich Hasse wonders if enough Americans are in tune with veterans' issues. Hasse served in the Air Force for 26 years and now works in the Veterans Service Office in Columbia County.
We have a smaller and smaller segment of our general population that are veterans in our country these days. And, of course, we have a smaller and smaller segment of our Congress that have served in the military.
Yet elected leaders now seem to be paying closer attention. The state audit of the King Nursing Home should produce a report in spring. And Senator Ron Johnson is calling on the U.S. Veterans Affairs Secretary to look into the recent problems with dental care at the Tolma Medical Center. He says this time the reaction to complaints has been swift. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.